You laughed at me and you'll do it again and again. Now, suddenly I've realized the sun won't shine in my eyes. It hurt me, but now I can see you lied to me.
Phoenix FM.
Was this week's Soppy Softies at 7. All by Irish artists, because we're celebrating them because it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Kicking us off with the Soppy Softies at 7 was Dana, no less. And the track was Who Put the Lights Out. Dana's real name is actually Rosemary Brown, just in case you're heading off to a pub quiz later. Who Put the Lights Out peaked at number 14 in 1971. Of course, the previous year she'd won the Eurovision Song Contest with All Kinds of Everything, and that got to number one in 1970. And then we heard Gary Moore and The Loner. I mean, that's just such a powerful piece of music, isn't it? Just the guitar itself, I think, conjures up its own imagery, and you can just kind of see things. You know what I mean? You've got your own like pop video going on in your head. It's just so emotive. Anyway, it was released in 1987. It didn't make the top 40. It peaked at number 53, and it's from his album Wild Frontier. It was my boyfriend that introduced me to that track, so thank you very much for that. Then finally, we heard Sinead O'Connor. Of course, it was Sinead O'Connor, and nothing compares to you. And it's by far and away Sinead O'Connor's biggest hit. It's our only number one, our only UK top 10, actually. And of course, famously, it was written by Prince. And it also got to number one in, listen to this, I'm going to have to take a deep breath. It also made it all the way to number one in Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Italy, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, and the USA. And, of course, her native island. Wow, how about that?
And now for something completely different. If you go down in Chinatown.
That was Thin Lizzy and Chinatown, a hit from 1980, peaking at number 21. You might have noticed Major singing backing vocals on that one. Now then, let's do the geezers, pleasers and cheesers teaser.
The geezers, pleasers and cheeses teaser.
Right, I'm going to give you three clues to this week's mystery artist. If you get it on the first clue, it's 100 points. If you get it on the second clue, you can give yourself 50 points. And if you get it on the final clue, then it's 10 points, because by then I've pretty much given it away, really. Okay, so here we go. Clue number one. Who is this week's mystery artist? Born on Christmas Day in 1957. He formed his band in 1982. It's for 100 points, so that's all I'm giving you. Born on Christmas Day in 1957, he formed his band in 1982. And Revelate. That was another of this evening's Irish acts that we're celebrating. They were formed in around 1990, I think. Revelate was recorded in 1995, but it was never released in the UK, which is a shame because it's such a good song, isn't it? Okay, let's do clue number two then. Undercover
of the night. It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover Lover.
Oh, I've played the wrong jingle. I did that the other day as well. Let me do the right one.
It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Oh, it's going to be one. I'm just giddy. I'm just giddy because Coventry City made it to the semi-final of the FA Cup today. That's what it is. Okay, clue number two. Right, let's do a reminder of clue number one first. Born on Christmas Day in 1957, he formed his band in 1982. Because it's for 100 points, that's all you're getting. For 50 points, this is quite interesting, I think. Born in Kent, but spent his early childhood in Tipperary before moving back to England when he was around six or seven, with his parents, of course. So he was. We know now that he was born on Christmas Day in 1957, and he formed his band in 1982. He was born in Kent, but he spent his early childhood in Tipperary before moving back to England when he was around six or seven. Okay, we're going to do the birthday bonanza, and I'll give you clue number three after that. Here's the birthday bonanza. Three artists all celebrating their birthday this weekend.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Mandy Cullen on Phoenix FM.
There we are. That was this week's birthday bonanza. First of all, we heard Heart and the track Never, and we played that because Nancy Wilson, the guitarist, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Nancy. Then we heard Altered Images and the wildly appropriate Happy Birthday, and we played that because lead singer Claire Grogan, it's her birthday tomorrow. Then finally, we heard the Smashing Pumpkins and Tonight Tonight, and Billy Corgan, the singer and guitarist, it's also his birthday tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day. So happy birthday to all of them. And if you're celebrating your birthday this weekend, then a very happy birthday to you from all of us here at Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I think we can do the final clue of the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser now.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
It surely is. Right, I'll give you the first two clues again, just have a little bit of a recap. Born on Christmas Day in 1957, he formed his band in 1982. That was clue number one for 100 points. For 50 points, clue number two. He was born in Kent but spent his early childhood in Tipperary before moving back to England when he was about six or seven with his parents. Okay, the final clue then for 10 points, because I'm basically giving it away now. His band's only top 10 hits came with, he had two top 10 hits. The first one was with another band. I'm not going to tell you what they were called because that would really give it away. And then more famously, another singer, they had another top 10 hit with another singer on a Christmas hit. So while you ponder that, because I'm sure you must have got it by now, I'll play some Prince and the Revolution and we'll give you the answer on the other side of this. from 1985. That's Prince and Mountains. That just missed out on the top 40, you know. It peaked at number 45. It's from the album Parade. It also features on the soundtrack to the film Under the Cherry Moon. And to my shame, I've never watched the movie Under the Cherry Moon, which is, of course, his, I think it was a follow-up. I don't know if you'd call it a follow-up, or would you? Anyway, it was a movie he released after Purple Rain. I'm not sure if it's a follow-up or not. I haven't seen it, as I said. Okay, so let's do the answer then.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Right, so for 100 points, I told you that he was born on Christmas Day in 1957 and formed his band in 1982. For 50 points, we said he was born in Kent but spent his early childhood in Tipperary before moving back to England when he was about 6 or 7. And the final clue for 10 points were his band had many hits but only 2 top 10s. The first came with another band and more famously with another singer on a Christmas hit. The answer is, of course, the legendary Shane McGowan. And here he is with the Pogues on London Girl.
A gentleman took me through the alley, down by the corridor behind the centrally, to the mews running through the back streets, where the black self are asleep. The gentleman took me out of Soho, up to Camden where the cold north winds blow. Sucked along by a winter shower, stand beside your shining tower. This could be our final dance. This could be our very last chance. Sound of your voice wherever I may be changes everything, and then the world's all right with you.
My love, girl.
The way that you walk.
My love, girl.
The way that you talk.
My love, girl.
Just the sound of your voice. I ain't got no chance. The lights were going out, the moon was dying. The night was turning to the fine spring morning. The dogs were barking and the kids were shouting. The sun was flashing in a crystal fountain. When the cold winds come and find you blowing down from the top of the high rise, I'll come and take you back down to Soho, away from all those madmen's eyes. This could be our final dance. This could be our very last chance. And if you cut me, don't you think I feel it's this body play, it's this heart made of steel.
You're my London girl.
The way that you walk.
You're my London girl.
The way that you talk.
You're my London girl.
It's the sound of your voice. I ain't got no choice.
To this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser was, of course, Shane McGowan. That was The Pogues and London Girl. That was their fourth single release. It was released on the Pogetry in Motion EP, which is just such a great name, isn't it? Pogetry in Motion. Anyway, it just snuck into the top 30, peaking at number 29. And it was written by Shane McGowan, and the EP was produced by none other than Elvis Costello. So how about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I have to let you know that Andy Furno is in the building. He's on the way at the top of the hour with his Boogie Nights. What a show he's got lined up for you this evening. You're so lucky. Right, let's squeeze in one more before we have to say so long with the long song. This is the Duranis.
Mm-hmm.
Come and Done by Duran Duran. That was a number 13 hit in 1993. I say it's Duran Duran, although at the time, the only members left of the original Duran Duran lineup were keyboardist Nick Rhodes and, of course, as you could hear, lead singer Simon Le Bon. Chart-wise, it performed best in Canada, where it peaked at number 2. Now, I just wanted to tell you that earlier on today, on Keith Ball's show this morning, on Having a Ball, we had Anne Hegarty. Keith Ball was chatting to Anne Hegarty this morning, and that is now, that interview and his show actually are now online at the Phoenix FM website. So if you missed it, then please do head over to phoenixfm.com. All presenters put their previous shows on there. So if there's another show that you want to hear again, then that's where it will be. And I have to say, that is just about it from me. Thank you very much indeed for listening. It's now time for me to say so long with the long song. And this week's long song, as it is St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, we're going to celebrate with the Cranberries. We're going to play Zombie, and it comes in at 7 minutes and 48 seconds. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the music. I'll be back next week with more of the same. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and please do stay safe. And don't forget to stay tuned for Andy. Have a lovely weekend, everybody.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.